This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The relationship between the U.S. technology industry and European regulators has been rocky at best. See also Microsoft in the late 90s and early aughts, and Google right now, for that matter. The United Kingdom has often been a moderating influence on the European regulation discussion. So I got our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, on the phone to see what a Brexit might mean tech-wise. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai, how are you?
Yeah, I'm well. It is no secret that tech tensions have been high between a lot of European countries and the States. What happens here now? Because the UK had been a little bit of a moderating influence, right?
Yeah, the UK is very tech friendly. And there is sort of a question of what will happen now that the EU is free to pursue all of the antitrust and privacy and data sharing, all of the things it's been after. Most experts agree that in the short term, it's not like the EU is going to all of a sudden enact stricter regulations. They will, for one thing, have bigger fish to fry. And if the economy continues to struggle, like many have predicted that it will, if there's an actual Brexit, the last thing that the EU is going to do is sort of continue to alienate or annoy big tech companies.
Let me put it to you a different way then, right? Because remember, Germany and France were the home of things like the right to be forgotten.
Yep.
Right? And that was at least partly pushed back against by the presence of the UK in the EU, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. So then the other side of that coin is, so you could argue that they will have bigger fish to fry. There's no way they're going to enact even more stringent privacy and data regulations. Or they might, because one of the things that EU has been trying to do with some of these regulations is buy time for European companies to get up to speed. Oh. You know, they're only now in Europe enacting a single digital standard. They're unifying copyright law across all of the different nations so that you can do business without having to license content individually per country.
Oh, yeah.
So they've been stalling. They've been stalling so European startups can get up to speed. And it's true that they may continue that campaign, make it even stronger.
Let's look at the flip side of this thing. What kind of tech market could the UK become, assuming the whole Brexit thing actually does happen?
Yeah, to me, this is the really interesting part, because London has become a legitimate tech hub. You know, Wales has this crazy super broadband infrastructure build out.
Wales? You mean as
Wales.
In Prince of?
Wales. Wow. Turns out, super fast broadband infrastructure set to be completed any day now. And so it's possible that the UK, you know, down the road when things have calmed down a little, when they're in a position to do a lot of investment, offer a lot of tax incentives, they could say to the tech industry, hey, we're where you want to be. We have had friendlier regulation. That gets a little tricky because, of course, they have to have regulation that will be EU friendly also. But they are in a position to really reach out to the tech industry, the biotech industry in particular. They've done a good job of that already. And you could really see the UK position itself as a big-time tech hub.
I will now ask you the question that I'm going to ask everybody I talk to about Brexit and the global economy from now on. And it goes like this. Uncertainty is basically the new normal, right? We have uncertainty. Get over it. How will that affect, do you think, the tech industry in this country as it relates to the EU and the UK?
Yeah, you know, in the short term, I think people will do what they often do when things are uncertain, which is just put it all on pause.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple issues that are huge, and one of them is data, and it's super nerdy to get into. But anybody who was planning to build a big data center in the UK is probably going to hold off for now, because it's unclear how that data is going to be able to be shared and used across borders. Anybody who was planning on making a massive investment may just wait a second. Now, there's a good argument to be made, though, that when there's blood in the streets, you should buy property. And maybe pause is not the right thing to do.
Lovely. Molly Wood, our senior tech correspondent. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure.